to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This EPN special edition is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions, and by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source, and by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry. Up next, it's an EPN special edition featuring PR star Sarah Evans, and that's coming up next here on the ePodcast Network.
Eric in Brazil. Eric, welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
Always good to be here, 59165.
How's the weather in Brazil right now?
The weather is tremendous. We have a little bit of fall weather in the sky since we are below the equator, unfortunately. But looking good out here today. You know, talking about Twitter earlier.
Eric, you sound like a captain over the loudspeaker. The pilot.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you sound like you're saying, we're at 36,000 feet. If you look to the left, you'll see the Grand Canyon. If you look to the right, you do.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, Dan. It's coming from the voice, the golden voice on the sports airwaves. But,
thank you, Eric.
Yes, Twitter, you talk about that off and on. It seems to be a popular topic here and there. You ought to do get your Twitter on your smartphone, assuming that you do use a cell phone such as a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and then update us maybe what brand of cigar you're smoking and where you put out your cigar. You could start a big memorabilia.
Okay. I'll see. If I ever get that desperate where I want to let you know all those things, I will, Eric. Did he sound like a pilot?
It's a good phone. You sound like a next door.
We'll see the make sure you're frozen, right?
This is Amber MacArthur, and you are tuned in to EPN.
Are you in the home business or direct sales industry and not sure where to turn for advertising? Look no longer. Our very own EPN Lead Store provides you with the freshest, most qualified prospects available in the home business direct sales industry. All the products at EPN Lead Store are delivered live and guaranteed. Never pay for a bad lead again. Expose your business to hot qualified prospects and watch your business grow with advertising from the EPN Lead Store at epnleadstore.com.
BN Biz Radio on WJBC, WJBC.com, and BNBiz.org. We're broadcasting live from Uptown Normal, just down the street from the offices of the Economic Development Council. And Marty Vonnegut from the EDC is with us, as well as Sarah Evans of Seven Strategy. She's in public relations and something close to Marty's heart, new media. She's a consultant and a social media freak. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you explain what it means to be a social media freak in a professional sense?
You know, it sounds awfully goofy every time I make people say it, but part of my goal in my professional life was always to be able to have fun at work, and now that I have my own business, I feel like I can still say that and obviously get an opportunity to explain. But really what it just means is I think the same thing that you mentioned about Marty is that passion and taking it to a new level. It was I love the communications field. I love the evolution and integration of online communities and online networks, and I guess that's just my fun play on what it is that I do.
Hi, Sarah. Marty here. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
Good. You know, Sarah and I have never met. We follow each other on Twitter. We're friends on Facebook, but I've never actually shook her hand. So this is actually the first time we've physically
talked. It's our virtual handshake.
So anyway, but Sarah, you know, I've followed you for a while, and I've known you went from a director of public relations for a community college.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're interviewing what's his name from What Not to Wear,
Clinton
and,
Kelly,
traveling all over the country, and I mean, this has just got to be crazy whirlwind for you in terms of starting your own business.
it's actually quite exciting. And although it seems like it may have happened quite quickly, you know, behind the scenes, I've been, you know, working on just building up my own online network and connections for, you know, maybe about 3 years. But one of the things I jokingly say, but I'm very serious about, is that the time I've dedicated to social networks, I feel like I've condensed about 20 years of networking into about 2.5 years, just with the opportunity to meet and interact with so many people. Just kind of limitless.
Yeah, and that's the most powerful thing about social networking, I think, is the ability to meet so many people in a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. And tell us about what made you decide to go into business on your own, and was that the grand plan always to begin with?
I've always, in some way, shape, or form, have always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I just didn't really know what that was. I come from a family where it was always stressed. You know, you go to college, you get a good job, you get benefits, and I did that, and I took that route, but there was always something missing. And I feel lucky to have had the jobs that I had, and it wasn't necessarily a grand scheme of things or in the grand scheme to have my own business, but it kind of found me. As I started providing more content online and writing for places like Mashable and starting online chats like Jern Chat, people started reaching out to me to ask for help or consultation or additional services, and eventually it got to the point where I couldn't manage the amount of requests coming in with a full-time job, so it kind of organically happened, I guess.
Wow. So let's talk about that, what you do for a living with public relations and a new media consultant. You help businesses and public relations, nonprofits get their product and their message out to these large numbers of people who are a little more high-tech savvy and are looking for new ways to connect with your clients. How do you suggest businesses grab a hold of this and not mess it up or, you know, look silly, because a lot of us are intimidated by it, and frankly, without missing the shelf life, because technology is always changing?
Absolutely. And, you know, part of it is that social media, as much as I, you know, kind of evangelize and talk about it, is another part of your communications and public relations strategy, or how you choose to use it. I just happen to talk about it in those terms. And the first and most important thing is to have an idea of what you want to accomplish online, or your strategy. You know, some of the myths with social media, people think it's going to take up all of your time. Well, that's only if you're choosing to invest all of your time in it. It should complement and kind of be in addition to what you already do. My background in PR, and when I was in college, you know, you learned how to work with the media to have them tell your story in the hopes that your customers would reach it and then take action. And one of the most beautiful things about social media and social networks is that you can go direct to a consumer. Now, the way to do that, you know, you don't want to go out there and spam people, of course, and you don't want to avoid it altogether, because people may already be talking about you. So strategy would be the first part of that, and then finding where people are talking about you. In North America, it's probably a pretty safe bet that your Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, you're going to find people talking about you there. But there are also places like message boards and forums where niche audiences gather to have conversations. So I guess those would be the first two steps, and then it gets into more, you know, tactical levels of what you actually do when you're out there, what you're trying, you know, who you want to interact with, how you want to interact with them, how you're going to monitor, how you're going to measure. You know, it gets pretty pretty intensive.
Well, Sarah, tell us a little bit about your company, what you're doing specifically for clients.
Well, it's kind of an interesting mix. So I've got Seven Strategy, where I'm working with clients to consult with them to figure out how they want to integrate or execute social media as part of their current communications and PR strategies. And then there's kind of the other entity of what I do, the online PR Sarah Evans brand, and that is where I, you know, I'm traveling around and speaking and having the opportunity to do interviews, and like 2 weeks ago partnering or working with CNN on a live Jern Chat episode from South by Southwest. So they're somewhat two separate entities, but I get to do really cool work with both.
And for people who are afraid, you know, again, we always have people who are afraid to do those things. You mentioned, you know, how much you want to put your time into it, how much you want to invest learning about it. Does it help to get, you know, a professional out there like you, or can we just turn to our teenage sons and daughters for some advice at times for the tech aspect?
You know, if you're looking to get into social media or social networks for personal use, I don't think you need to hire anyone like me. You know, the majority of Americans right now The majority of Americans who are using social networks to get news, because it's really popular to find news online, are doing so because it's participatory or it's portable. You don't always need to use it in the way that I'm using it, to be very open and you know, connecting. You might choose to use it to follow a celebrity or a news outlet or a specific brand that you're trying to reach. If you're looking to use it for your business, just like you have a marketing expert or a PR expert or a sales expert or, you know, a biz dev expert, you may want to think about looking for someone to help who can focus time and energy on your online outreach.
Where do you see it going next? You know, what is the next new media that people are jumping on? Are you ahead of the curve here? Can you give us the insight?
Well, I think most people who kind of do what I do will talk about the location-based applications like Foursquare, GoWalla, BrightKite. This is where people are actually taking it social networking to a new level and actually disclosing where they're at a given time. And that can really be a bit overwhelming and scary, especially if people haven't decided to even maybe open up to Facebook, or LinkedIn, which are networks that you can keep private and invite people in. Location-based applications can be very open, and you know, it depends on whether or not you want to share locations. But there are some really great business implications for these networks. And it, just as an example, at South by Southwest, at the Interactive conference I attended, people shared their locations publicly, and it aggregated all those feeds together, so you could start to judge what were the more popular locations by where people checked in. But also, businesses are jumping on board to offer discounts to people who check in at their locations. On Foursquare, you can become a mayor of a location. I know in several larger cities, and even in my hometown now of Elgin, people will offer coupons and discounts to people who check in frequently, become the mayor of a location, or entice people to come back with discounts just for loyal customers. And I think that's going to go even further, where businesses can start to get analytics behind those who are checking in on their business, and find out what their preferences are, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent use of social media, and I think that businesses and people who are already behind a little bit need to get on board. And in fact, there's a great article that I tweeted about this morning about naysayers, social media naysayers. And I always remind people that 5 years ago, I knew CEOs and executives who say, "Oh, I don't use email." Mm-hmm. And today, all of them do. Everyone.
I don't carry a cell phone.
Yeah. In fact, I know some that are either, you know, have already learned to use their thumbs.
But are we leaving out? Are we leaving out a demographic, Sarah, when we jump on new media like this? Do we ever isolate our older clientele? And just because they don't get the message, or when they see that message, it might make them feel like you don't care about them just being foot traffic coming in your store or your nonprofit writing a check?
Well, when I say I might have said earlier, social media isn't like kind of a cure-all, be-all for everything. It's an additional tool. So you might have an audience who isn't using social media, although one of the fastest using demographics is 55-plus. But I don't think you should try to force people who aren't using social media into using it, but continue to do what works for that audience.
So don't ignore your other marketing while you're doing social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's integrated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any final thoughts? You don't have a BN Biz quiz?
No, Sarah, we usually have a BN Biz quiz where you ask you tough questions like
should ask this question.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I can try to remember them. Okay, here we go. Ready? PC
okay.
or Mac?
Oh, I'm a Mac.
Okay. What actress would play you in a movie about yourself?
Probably Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Because you like her or because she looks like you?
Because
I'm trying to figure this out.
No, she looks like her.
Yeah, I think a little bit.
What's your favorite song or song that describes your business?
Oh, favorite song.
Rockin' Robin. Tweet.
Yeah. Favorite song that describes my business? Probably something about a whirlwind and craziness. I have no idea. That's a great question. Now I have to think about it.
I'll just post it sometime later today. All right.
Okay. Well, we want to expose you to any more B&B biz quiz.
Well, just last thing. Who's your business mentor?
My business mentor, two people. One is my very first boss. Her name's Jackie Mitchell. She works for the Red Cross now. And Peter Shankman, who is runs Helper Reporter out and is at Skydiver on Twitter.
Very good.
Well, Sarah, thank you for joining us today. And
thanks,
you
Sarah.
enjoy rooting for the Cardinals while you live in Chicago.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
we're
much,
Cardinals
guys.
Affiliate.
All right. Well, go Redbirds.
Oh, Redbirds is the school here, ISU.
I know.
So thank you very much.
ISU there. All right. Thanks.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today.
This is Trey Pennington. Join me for Social Marketing Strategies right here on EPN.
This EPN Special Edition was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight to the point design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
This is the ePodcast Network.